His brightness was like the light. He had rays flashing from his hand, and there his power was hidden. That's Habakkuk 3:4, and that's about the glory of the Lord and how his power is hidden within his glory. Amen. Amen. The glory of the Lord. That's the answer for every person. And the glory of the Lord is the Lord himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, in that deep reality. When someone just meets him, and if they haven't gone deeper, they're not going to experience that. They have to just continue on and continue, just keep on going. No matter, that's the key. You know, love him with all we have. Love our neighbor as ourself. Repent. Have a broken and contrite spirit. Seek him. Persist. Luke 11 and Luke 18 have a theme, persistence. Persist, persist. And in that process, that's when our old nature dies, and then we can experience his glory. Amen, his glory. In some of these messages, I haven't just gone to scripture all the time. You know, a lot of what I'm saying is just the sweeping truths of the New Testament and of the whole Bible. You know, dying to ourselves. That's one of Jesus' main messages. But I want to continue to emphasize his glory. Let me read this again. His brightness was like the light. He had rays flashing from his hand, and there his power was hidden. This is glorious, glorious. It's in verse 3, it says, his glory covered the heavens and the earth was full of his praise. Amen, amen. Jesus the Christ. That's the answer. And he can deliver us and set us free. And now the previous message was how, you know, growing up and moving deeper in the spirit realm and with the Holy Spirit glory to God. The Holy Spirit is God. He's the Father. He is Jesus Christ. And that's another key, going directly to him. Jesus called him the Spirit of Truth. Glory to God. And his, you know, I want to build hunger in you and in myself. The glory of the Lord, he's so beautiful. So his comes with light and love. And Jesus says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. He's gentle and lowly in heart. He's merciful, he's gracious, good, long-suffering, patient. And there's the fire, he's a consuming fire, this fire that's part of the glory of the Lord. This, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. John the Baptist said, Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, this is just too wonderful, too wonderful. And that's, you know, sadly, I say this because it's other patriarchs of the faith talk about this as well, often. Sadly, people just don't even see, they don't get it at all. Even those who are believers, you know, they're in tradition and dead religion and all that, and that keeps people from experiencing him and his, you know, the real Jesus Christ, the real Holy Spirit, who is glorious and all those attributes, you know, that we see in the Bible. And let me finish with this. It's normal and natural and simple to walk with God. I mean, it's as natural as breathing. And it's not normal for someone to just live in this, on this earth, on their own and not go to God, you know, that's not the way it's intended. You know, it's normal and natural to walk with God in that daily walk, and we're like trees. That's a very common type and symbol that God uses, that human beings are like trees. There's good trees, bad trees. He shall be like a tree planted by the waters that brings forth its fruit in season. This is many references like just like that. Jesus talked about it as well. Trees grow every day, just slowly but surely. And that's what we are to do. It's normal and natural. And glory to God. Now, one last thing. Our relationship with Him depends on us. He's given us a free will. He's not going to make us do anything. He's always available. Amen. God Almighty, the Trinity, He's always speaking. He's always blessing and forgiving if we come with a humble spirit and broken spirit. He's always speaking, always giving in the natural and the spiritual. It's up to us to, you know, what we do with it. That's just a truth. I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, coming across as a know-it-all, but it's just, that's, you know, that's a firm truth, glorious truth, that God made man into His image and gave him a free will. Amen.